listen to this headline. Marijuana in California is causing the drug's price to go to pot, so to speak. They're down, prices down about 50%, we hear. Adrian Moore from the Reason Foundation joins the company for more on this. All right, Adrian, how cheap would pot be if voters had chosen to legalize it last year?
That's a good question. You know, I can't help but still be thinking about the Family Guy clip you played before the break and wonder, you know, how much different you and the company would be if you got mellow before the show.
Don't even speculate. Yeah. Do not even speculate on that. Okay, let's get down to some serious pricing here. How much was an ounce of marijuana, for example, before the legalization vote, and how much is it now? Would you know?
Well, back early this year, it was around $3,000 a pound. It's got down to under $2,000 a pound now. So that's a pretty substantial drop. And that doesn't directly have anything to do with the fact that we voted on legalization in November. It has more to do with the fact that we've had a really good year for the crop and sort of a climate of acceptance that's increased over the last year in California means a lot more people realize they're not likely to go to jail if they grow a little bit for themselves and their friends. So there's a lot more people in production, as well as just everybody's growing more than usual. So it's a bumper crop.
So you've got a bumper crop. You had growers maybe importing or a lot more coming into the state, people figuring it would be legalized. You've got less of a public attitude against it. So more people are maybe smoking. So I don't understand why California voted. I think 60% of the vote was against legalization. I could never work that one out.
You know, it's always hard to figure out why people voted the way they do, because the polls don't really give us as much insight as we'd like. I think ultimately the idea of that somehow it would be too accessible to kids, that keeping it illegal is going to restrain people's access to it, and that's going to restrain people's use of it, is still sort of the dominant idea behind keeping it illegal. And I just find this whole news about the glut in the market, it cracks me up in that regard. Look, making it illegal has in no way prevented it from being readily available. Anybody can get a hold of pot in no time at all in California. It's trivially easy.
Okay. I was in San Diego last weekend. I'm going to be in Long Beach in about a few weeks' time. Do you think I'm going to see marijuana smoked openly in the streets the way it was when I first came to America way back 30, 40 years ago, back in San Francisco? Are we back to those days?
You know, we might be somewhat creeping that way. So many places now, the police department has an explicit policy of, look, we're just not going to enforce consumption. We're going to focus on real problems. And so you can get, you know, it's maybe illegal to do that, but you can get away with it in a lot of places. So we're slowly moving in that direction where the tolerance in California is getting so high, even if the legalization hasn't come, that it's more socially and publicly acceptable to consume.
All right, we'll leave it there. From $3,000 a pound before the vote to under $2,000 a pound now, and it's still technically illegal. Adrian Moore, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.